Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. An Arizona grand jury has indicted 18 people linked to an alleged scheme to install a slate of fake electors in the 2020 presidential election. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and former President Donald Trump's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani are among those named in the indictment. Wayne Chesky from member station KJZZ reports.
According to Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, the state grand jury returned indictments against the 11 so-called fake electors, who each faced 9 counts of felony fraud, forgery, and conspiracy. Those include former Arizona Republican Party Chair Kelly Ward, as well as state senators Jake Hoffman and Anthony Kern. 7 other defendants were also indicted. The indictment also mentions 5 unindicted co-conspirators, including one whose name is redacted, but who is described as a former president of the United States who made false claims about the election. For NPR News, I'm Wayne Chutsky in Phoenix.
Protests against the war in Gaza are continuing on college campuses across the U.S. Police clashed with demonstrators at the University of Southern California on Wednesday, arresting dozens of people. Students are calling for universities to separate themselves from any companies that are advancing Israel's military campaign in Gaza. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is calling for calm as tensions escalate.
Protests must be peaceful. You know, students must be safe. When we see violent rhetoric, we have to call that out. When we see physical intimidation or grotesque anti-Semitic remarks, we have to speak that out.
More than 100 students were arrested at New York University this week after police cleared a protest encampment. Similar demonstrations are taking place at Columbia University, Yale, and the University of Minnesota. The Environmental Protection Agency will require existing coal and new gas-fired power plants to reduce 90% of their climate-warming greenhouse gas emissions. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the utility industry opposes the rules and may challenge them in court.
The EPA labeled carbon dioxide a threat to public health and welfare 15 years ago, but the fossil fuel industry and their allies successfully fought efforts to implement regulations. Gudrun Thompson is with the Southern Environmental Law Center.
Power plant operators have gotten a free pass to emit carbon pollution for decades, and we are glad that EPA is about to make them clean up their act.
Utilities say EPA is relying on technologies like carbon capture and storage that are expensive and not ready to use. The agency says government help is available to pay for the equipment, and more rules are coming for existing gas power plants. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington. The Biden administration has announced new consumer protections for air travelers. The Department of Transportation says airlines must now offer immediate cash refunds when flights are delayed more than 3 hours for domestic trips and more than 6 hours for flights overseas. Many parents say they sometimes or frequently feel isolated and lonely. NPR's Maria Godoy has more on a new national survey on the demands of parenthood.
The survey was conducted by the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. It found that about 62% of survey participants reported feeling burnt out by their responsibilities as a parent. That included over half of dads and two-thirds of the moms surveyed. Nearly 2 in 5 respondents said they felt they have no one to support them in their parenting role. And about 4 in 5 parents surveyed said they would value a way to connect with other parents outside of work and home. Researchers note that loneliness can affect both mental and physical health. One study last year found that a lack of social connection can increase the risk of premature death to levels comparable to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
The government has issued new requirements for the amount of sugar allowed in school meals. The Department of Agriculture is applying the new limits on cereal, flavored milk, and other foods. The final rules are expected to start taking effect next year and will impact nearly 30 million public school students. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.